Thank you so much. Thank you, Professor Amano, Professor Karin, mm-hmm. for your insights and your contributions. I'm particularly intrigued by the work that Professor Karin is doing as it relates to cement, concrete, and construction. And its contribution towards the challenges of climate. When I look at our countries in the global south, the idea of infrastructural development is to build more concrete and steel. And certainly, it doesn't seem that there is a reversal of that. So efforts like what you're doing is very helpful. And I'm wondering how your work can get into the policy space. If you look at most of our countries in the South, cement and steel is a recent phenomenon. Majority of the construction was actually mud and clay and cow dung and other materials that were used that do not contribute to the crisis. But we increasingly are abandoning that. So I'm wondering what your thoughts, particularly in Africa. And when I think of Egypt, I look at the pyramids, I look at these constructions that have gone over time. I don't think they contributed to the climate. I may be wrong, because I don't think they use cement. So I think that's, I would like you to take us a little bit further on that. What do you see as the role of influencing curriculum for bringing the skills and the talents that are required to return to those elements that can sustain construction and reverse the current trend? Because what I see is increased production, increased location of production factories of cement in the global south. The second question I have is how can we direct more R&D into technologies and innovations to address climate change, particularly Professor Amano's work as it relates to renewable and green. Now, it is easier for adoption in the North, but for the global South, how do you foresee the global South funding R&D and having R&D rooted and having some of these technologies and skills work into engineering education among other forms of education? And how do we build STEM? Because we can't continue just to be consuming and not producing. Lastly, the other question is how can we spread the benefits of these technologies and innovations that are created through R&D to benefit the global South? Do you see our education infrastructure fitted for what is required to truly address climate change? Does it mean that we have to restructure content and knowledge acquisition into our education continuum for us to be able to address greening, renewable, because we have abundance of these in our countries? The resources lay in the South, and the South is not the trigger to climate crisis, but the recipient. So can you please take us to what we are struggling with and the nexus of environment, trade, and sustainable development as it relates to these issues? And I thank you.